Jesus said, "Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned." Mark 16, verses 15 and 16. In Matthew chapter 28, verse 18, Jesus said, "All power," or all authority, "has been given me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you alway, even to the end of the world." When we turn to the book of Acts, we find the early church carrying out what Jesus said in the Great Commission. In Acts chapter 1, verse 8, Jesus told the disciples, "But you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth." The book of Acts shows us how and when the church began. And it shows us how the church grew. In spite of all the obstacles and all the troubles that the church endured, we find that the early church grew at a very rapid pace. How did that happen? Well, the Bible tells us that it happened through the preaching of the gospel, just as Jesus said. You see, we're talking about the church and its work. What is the church to be engaged in as far as works are concerned? What is the church all about? What is the church to be doing? What kind of activities are we to be involved in? Now, in the previous lesson, we said that the church is to help the needy. This is a major, it is a primary work of the church. In this lesson, we're going to talk about the work of the church in preaching the gospel and in teaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. And what I want to do, again, is to start with the book of Acts, because the book of Acts shows us how much the church was involved in this particular work of preaching the gospel. And we might say this, that the book of Acts is full of the preaching of the gospel by these early Christians. So it is a very important, a very vital work of the church. And so if we today are going to be like the church that we read about in the New Testament, and that is our goal, that is exactly what we want to do, then the preaching and the teaching of the gospel is going to have to be as important to us as it was to them. And if we really want to see how important the preaching and the teaching of the gospel was in the first century, then what we need to do is to go through the book of Acts to see how much space is given to the preaching and the teaching of the gospel. And what we're going to find is that the chapters in the book of Acts are absolutely filled with this activity. So we're looking at the question, what is the church supposed to be doing? What is really important as far as church work is concerned? You have all kinds of programs. You have all kinds of activities that churches have today. But what does the Bible tell us that we need to be most concerned about? What does the Bible tell us that we are to use our time and our abilities and our money for? Well, we're looking at one of the primary works of the church when we talk about the preaching and the teaching of the gospel. So let's begin in Acts chapter 2. Now again, what we're going to do is to briefly survey these chapters. So be ready to turn with me. We're not going to spend a lot of time in any one of these examples, but by the time we get done with all of them, you'll be able to see that a large part of the book of Acts is really devoted to this topic, and that underscores the importance of it. Acts chapter 2. This is where the Holy Spirit was poured out upon the apostles, and they began to speak with other tongues. Now, what was it that they were speaking? What were they speaking about? They were speaking the gospel of Jesus Christ. They were preaching and teaching the Word of God. Then, beginning in Acts 2, verse 14, the Bible records for us the preaching of the Apostle Peter. It goes all the way through verse 36, and then the Bible tells us that the people there had a question. They wanted to know what to do to be saved. Peter told them to repent and to be baptized for the remission of their sins. The Bible tells us in verse 40, "With many other words did he testify and exhort." saying, save yourselves from this untoward generation. And because of that, in verse 41, about 3,000 people were baptized that very day. So when you look at Acts chapter 2, which is 47 verses long, what is this chapter mostly about? You say, well, it's about the establishment of the church. And that's true. But what do most of these 47 verses describe for us? They talk about the preaching of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Now then, let's go to Acts chapter 3. And in Acts chapter 3, verses 1 through 10, you read about Peter and John healing a crippled man. After that, since they've got an audience there, the Bible says that Peter began to preach to these people, beginning in verse 13 and going all the way down through verse 26. So in Acts chapter 3, if we ask, what is this chapter about? Well, they heal a man, which is actually a form of benevolence or doing good and helping the needy. But the major part of Acts chapter 3 records the teaching and the preaching of the gospel. Now then, let's turn to Acts chapter 4. And in Acts chapter 4, we find that Peter and John are arrested for preaching the gospel. They're brought before the Jewish high court. And what did they say to these Jewish judges? Well, the Bible tells us that they taught them the gospel. Peter and John were not afraid. They were very bold. And they taught in verse 12 of Acts chapter 4 that there is not salvation in any other name. For there is none other name given under heaven among men whereby we must be saved. That had a big impact on these Jewish leaders, even though they were not converted. But it did make the point to them that these men really believed what they were talking about. So in Acts chapter 4, even though they're before a court, they're teaching the gospel. Now then, let's turn to Acts chapter 5. And in Acts chapter 5, they're again arrested by the Jewish high court. They're brought before them. And the Bible tells us in Acts chapter 5, verse 28, that the high priest asked them, did we not straitly command you that you should not teach in this name? And behold, you have filled Jerusalem with your doctrine and intend to bring this man's blood upon us. You have taught the gospel all over Jerusalem, which shows that this was the emphasis of the early church. Now, after they beat them here in Acts chapter 5 and let them go, the Bible tells us in Acts 5, verse 42, these words, and daily in the temple and in every house, they ceased not to teach and preach Jesus Christ. Again, this was the emphasis. This was the priority. This was the major concern of the early church, and it should be today. Now then, as we turn to Acts chapter 6, we again see how important the teaching and the preaching of the gospel was in the early church. In Acts chapter 6, the Bible says that there was a murmuring, that is a complaining, of the Grecians against the Hebrews because their widows were neglected in the daily ministration. So the 12 apostles called the disciples together, and here's what they said. Notice this. In verse 3, they said, you need to choose 7 men among you to put over this business. And the Bible says in verse 4, but we, that is we apostles, will give ourselves continually to prayer and to the ministry of the word. Now, the ministry of the word was the teaching and the preaching of the gospel. And the apostles say that that is a priority in their lives. In Acts chapter 7, we find that Stephen, a good man in the early church, is brought before the council. And what does he do in Acts chapter 7? He teaches them the word of God. He applies it to them, and he lost his life because of it. Now, again, as we turn to Acts chapter 8, what do we find the church doing? In Acts chapter 8, we find Saul of Tarsus persecuting the church. And yet, in Acts 8, beginning in verse 4, the Bible says, therefore they, that is these Christians, that were scattered abroad, went everywhere preaching the word. Then in verse 5, going all the way down through verse 25 of this chapter, we find Philip going down to the city of Samaria. And what did he do there? He preached and he taught the gospel of Jesus Christ, and he converted many people. Then in Acts 8, beginning in verse 26, we read the story of Philip and the Ethiopian eunuch. What is that story about? It's the story of a man evangelizing. He's taking the gospel to a man that was lost, and he baptized him. Now, when we turn to Acts chapter 9, what do we read about here? What do we find the church doing? Again, I realize that this is somewhat repetitive, that we're seeing the same thing over and over, but that's the power of what we're talking about. The Bible emphasizes this over and over again. That has to be important. You don't just read the book of Acts in one or two chapters mentioning evangelism. You find that this is the centerpiece of the book of Acts in all these chapters that we're looking at. So in Acts chapter 9, we find Ananias going to Saul of Tarsus, and he teaches him and he baptizes him. And after Saul of Tarsus is baptized, what does he do? He goes and he teaches and preaches himself. When we come to Acts chapter 10, we find the Apostle Peter going down to the household of one Cornelius. And what does he do there? He speaks to them the Word of God. He teaches them the gospel of Jesus Christ. In Acts 11, we find a chapter that is totally about teaching and preaching the gospel. Peter talks to the Jewish members of the church about how that he taught and baptized these Gentiles. Then the Bible tells us in verse 19, "Now they which were scattered abroad upon the persecution that arose about Stephen traveled as far as Phoenicia and Cyprus and Antioch, preaching the word to none but unto the Jews only." Then the Bible tells us that Barnabas joined Paul, and in verse 26, when he found him, he brought him to Antioch, and it came to pass that a whole year they assembled themselves with the church and taught much people, and the disciples were called Christians first at Antioch. You see again this emphasis on the teaching of the Word of God. These verses are not in there by accident. They're there to remind us and to show us how important this work is in the church. When we come to Acts chapter 12, we find that James is killed for preaching the gospel and that Peter is arrested for preaching the gospel and that the whole church is making prayer for Peter. When we come to Acts chapter 13, we come to the first missionary journey. This is where Paul and Barnabas sailed and traveled to all these places to preach the gospel. So we call these missionary journeys. Now that's the entire chapter of Acts chapter 13, and there are many cases there of their teaching and preaching the gospel. When you come to Acts chapter 14, again, in Acts chapter 14, verse 1, "And it came to pass in Iconium that they went both together into the synagogue of the Jews, and so spake that a great multitude, both of the Jews and also of the Greeks, believed." Then what we find in Acts chapter 15 is that the disciples come together to talk about the teaching and the preaching of the gospel to the Gentiles. Then when we go to Acts chapter 16, we come to the second missionary journey, and we find Paul and Silas going to Philippi, and this is where the Philippian jailer is taught and baptized. Again, the emphasis is on evangelism. In Acts chapter 17, we find that Paul goes to Thessalonica. He goes into the synagogue, and what does he do? Acts 17, verse 2, "And Paul, as his manner was, went in unto them, and three Sabbath days reasoned with them out of the Scriptures." In Acts 17, verse 11, the Bible says that the Bereans that he went to next were more noble than those in Thessalonica, in that they received the word with all readiness of mind and searched the Scriptures daily whether those things were so. When we come to Acts chapter 17 in the last part, we find that Paul is preaching at Athens. In Acts 18, he is at Corinth preaching the word. In Acts chapter 19, he is at Ephesus teaching and preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. So in the early church, just in these first 19 chapters of the book of Acts, what do we find the church doing? We don't find the church entertaining themselves. We find the church actively involved and constantly busy with the teaching and preaching of the gospel.